Scott. How can I help you?
Hi, Scott. It's Nadine. I had just missed your call.
I'm sorry to keep calling you, Nadine, but
it's okay.
Do you want to say what the email said?
We got an email that said that if we wanted to change our website, to log on and make the changes and then click publish or whatever. That's really not my area of expertise. Anything that has to do with technical, like putting in new pictures and all of that.
Right.
It's just not me. No.
That's just a formality. I mean, they always send that out because there are business owners that like to be able to make changes at times without having to call us to make the change. So it's just, they're just letting you know if you ever want to go in and do that, this is how you can do it, right?
Okay, it was an email that we were getting because we were requesting for the
No. No, not at all. Not at all. Because that website, those websites that are called my sites, they're fully editable for the business owner if they want to go in there and make those changes. So we just want to be able to give you the steps if you ever decided, hey, over the weekend, you know what, I want to add some pictures, but I want to remove these ones, and I don't want to wait to talk to someone on Monday. You can go in there and do it. It's not because you guys are asking changes, right? I've actually been in communication with my manager and the one that handles the, that manages with the my sites. So we've been communicating back and forth, and I've let them know, you know, these are the issues that are going on. One, there's pictures on there that don't match with the services, so we need to get those fixed. Number two, there were services listed there that he does not offer, so we need those removed. There are some services that we wanted added, right? And then I also mentioned, listen, whoever called him, English was kind of broken, and it was really hard for him to understand him, okay? So in order for us to address these changes and stuff, right, and in order for him to approve a website with the changes that were made, the changes got to be done, and he wants to speak with someone, right, to handle this. So I've been in communication with both my manager and the one that manages with the my sites and the team. So I just messaged them earlier because I know they've been in meetings and they've been kind of back and forth with me on it. And they had said, we're going to take care of the revisions. I said, look, and I've copy pasted. This is his email. These are his concerns. He wants this specific because I even highlighted. Let me go back to my email. The part where you had asked, right, on Yes, I'm over here having a brain fart. Sorry.
Okay.
That's what I was talking to you. This is what happens when you turn 51. Today's my birthday, so
I'll be 57 this year, so I get it.
I'm like, oh my God, it's so funny. My husband this morning woke me up. He's all, happy birthday. And I'm like, thanks. And he goes, how old are you? And I looked at him and I'm like, really? I'm all 51.
Birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
I told him, thank you. I told him I'm 51. He's all, wow, you're getting old. I'm all, get out of here.
Oh God.
We always tease each other like that.
56 was hard for me because I'm like, now
really?
I'm closer to 60. Yeah, I'm like, now I'm closer to 60 than I was to 50. So. and
you know what?
It's freaking me out. It's freaking me out.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's just a number, guys. I'm 52 years old. It's just a number.
I don't
freak out about.
I'm going to tell you something, though. And I don't know if this happened to you, Scott, but when my husband turned 50, him and my brother-in-law both were like midlife crisis, right? My husband's like, oh, man, everything's falling apart. Me, I embraced it. I was like, I'm throwing myself a huge party. I want mariachis. I want the dessert table. Like, I spent like $6,000 on my birthday party. We won't tell my husband that because he'd probably have a heart attack. But I wanted the whole big party, right? I just wanted to be able to dance and have fun. That was it. There was no alcohol at my party because I said, I don't drink. You people that drink, you can drink at your house and then Uber to my party, but I'm not serving alcohol,
right.
You know? And everybody was cool with that, you know, because I'm actually coming up. I'll have 17 years of sobriety on Saturday. So, yeah. It's funny because they said, why did you get sober 3 days after your birthday? I said, duh. Think about it.
You're right there with me. I think I'm like 15 years sober as well, so you're right there with me.
Yeah, I'll tell you, God's grace. God's grace, I'll tell you, completely God's grace. Because even at times when I shouldn't be here, God wasn't done with me yet, 100%. So, yeah. So, you know, I think I embraced turning 50. My husband and even my brother-in-law is like, oh, my God, I'm halfway to 100. I'm all, dude, I don't know if we'll ever make it to 100. But, you know, who knows?
I feel so great. So I'm going to think there's a number.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's as young as you feel. And you know what? I think, too, on your spiritual walk with God, I think that has a lot to do with it. Because I'll be honest with you, if you talk to me,
get older, that becomes even more important and more.
Oh yeah,
you know, so much more meaningful.
If you guys would have talked to me, I would say 7 years ago when my husband was going through the cancer and everything, like I would have been like, you know what? I would say I had faith in God, but there was still that big fear. Like, is he going to heal him? I don't know if I trust that. I don't know if I could trust him to fix this situation. I'm going to still try to control it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where I was at then. I'm on a whole different level now, way different level. Like, you know what? I had a friend whose husband was going through cancer, and I told her, I don't care what those doctors tell you. God performs miracles, and don't you stop believing, and don't you stop praying, because God is going to heal him. I'll tell you a praise report. He just got his CAT scan back yesterday. And this guy had cancer in his stomach, in his tailbone. It was all over his body, except for in his head, right? He got his report back doing not even 3 months of chemo and immune therapy. His cancer has decreased, and they're taking him off of chemo. And they are hopeful that in the next 3 months, he's only going to be doing immune therapy for every 3 weeks. He'll do one treatment. And they are pretty hopeful that within the next month or two, he is going to be in remission. And I told her, don't you stop hitting those knees and giving him thanks and praise. Don't you stop pressing in, because don't take him for granted either. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer. When God performs that miracle, then don't just kind of be like, I'll call you when I need you again. No, you keep pressing in even more, right? Because to me, I feel like that's a slap in the face. It's like, thank you, God, for fixing them, but now I'm done.
God is not a genie. You know, it's not like, oh, we come to him when we need him, rub his belly, and make 3 wishes, you know?
Exactly. That's a good analogy of it. I like that. You know, I also had told her, too, I said, look, I know right now you're going through a lot. Like, this is what they were telling her, the doctors. Prepare. You need to start preparing. Be prepared. And the guy's young. He's, like, in his early 30s.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, listen, we serve a mighty God, and I'm telling you right now, don't you give up. You need to speak life. And I promise you, they told me the same thing with my husband. I said, my husband's a walking miracle. Considering the life my husband used to live years ago, and then going through cancer and all that, and he wasn't an angel, I said, and he's still here, because God's not done with him. And I know that God's going to use my husband to reach other lost sheep, and he's done it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I mean, God has moved mountains in my life, and that's why, like, my whole attitude and how I, you know, because before, I'm not going to lie, I used to be very just, you would say negative, but in my mind, I was like, I'm just being realistic. There was, like, really no, there really wasn't any faith. I was like a faith without works, right?
Right.
Faith without works is dead. And so, but it's so much more different now. And I think as I matured and got older, and now that I go to church, you know, in fact, we're going to service tonight because we have a revival going on. I'm just like, I'm all about giving it to him. And you know what? I am, this time I'm staying out of the way. I'm going to let you handle it because I can't. Because the way I handle things, they don't get fixed, you know, and so, yeah,
I think as women, that's how we are. We are the fix it. We want to fix it.
Oh,
we want to fix everything that's wrong. We don't like to see people hurting, and we have a nurturing spirit, and that's just the way we're God made us and wired us that way.
So oh,
it's
yeah.
hard to let go and just say, okay, this is not mine to fix.
I've even been like that with my kids, where I'm like trying to fix their situations, and then when I look back, I'm like, am I enabling them, or am I just giving it to God and saying, here they are, they're your kids, you fix them, because I can't. All I can do is pray for them.
You have to, and I'm going to tell you my story with my daughter. My daughter was married her high school sweetheart, divorced, and got with this woman, okay?
Yeah.
Married her, and I was devastated. Like, I was a basket case, okay?
Yeah.
And for 7 years, I had to pray, and I had to be obedient. God told me to keep my mouth shut.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I said, what? Like, when she came to me and told me this, you know, I was like, are you sure? Like, I just told her she was making a big mistake. And
right.
After that, I was told, I know God told me, be quiet. I had to be quiet because this woman would have, oh, your mom's a hater. She's a bigot. She's this.
Right. She would
have closed that door. She would have driven that wedge further between me and my daughter. So I
oh, yeah.
And I was like, Lord, please. Send somebody, somehow, some way, at the right moment when she's going to receive it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just send somebody to speak the truth to her if I can't do it. And one time she came to me and she said something about me being accepting and this and that. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm going to tell you this right now. There are certain things I have to accept because you're my daughter. I don't have to agree with it.
Right.
And you ask, two is asking me to be somebody that I'm not, and I'm not asking you to be somebody that you're not. So just stop. Stop.
Right.
And we never talked about it again. My grandson was born out of that relationship through IVF, and he is my heart.
Right.
But my daughter, it was in September of the year my daughter came home. I think it was 2019. And God told me, I want you to start doing warfare for your daughter. And I'm like, really, Lord? Like, do you know how many years I've prayed?
Right.
So I was like, okay. So every morning I started going in the backyard and praying for my daughter. And God deals with me when I start pulling weeds and all the stuff. He uses nature really to deal with me and teach me things. So I'm
right.
going to pray, blah, 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 pray. And 2 months later, my daughter came home. And I didn't tell my daughter right away. I waited a couple months and I said, you know, God was really dealing with me like end of August, September, and told me to start doing warfare for you. And I didn't know what was happening or what was going on. And she goes, that's when God was dealing with me to get out of this situation.
Wow.
My daughter came home, and she's now with a man. He's a police officer. He's got two kids. She's got one. But my God delivered my daughter out of a situation that most of them never come out of. You know?
And I believe it. And you know what? I'll tell you something. They say a mother's prayer is the strongest prayer ever.
I'm telling you, I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
yeah.
Like, it was hard. I'm like, Lord, you don't give me the easy ones. You give me the hard ones. And I'm telling you, my trials, they're not like months or weeks. I guess some of them are, but most of them seem to be like years.
I feel the same way. I'm like, listen, I tell my husband this. God's got a funny sense of humor. Like, I know he doesn't give us more than he can than we can handle, but sometimes I'm like, okay, Lord, can I just get a breather? You know?
Yeah, right?
He's all, don't question him. I'm like, I know. I learned a long time ago, don't pray for patience. Don't ever pray for patience, not with your kids, especially.
Right. Oh my gosh, I had to have patience. I had to have obedience. There were so many things that I taught me that I had to walk through. It was incredible. I'm like, but you know what? There's nobody that can tell me that there's not a God.
Right.
You know, it's like our little altars of remembrance as we go along this walk, and then there's nobody can tell you any different. Like, you know he's real, and no matter what anybody says, it's just, you know, because you have your own personal relationship, and he's done things for you personally.
Yeah.
It's
you know
amazing.
What? I just wish that more people, I would say more open. You know, it's hard when you talk to people who are so hurt, you know, and it's just, if they could only feel a piece of what you've experienced in your walk with him, they would totally see it in a whole different level, right?
But the thing is, it takes a level of commitment to the relationship, just like a married couple. You know, there's a level of commitment. You don't just walk away when things aren't going your way. You stick through it, and he's going to show you how faithful you can be when you're faithful to him. That's just the way. And that all that takes time.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't happen, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a walk.
I struggle with that sometimes, too. I still struggle with that to this day.
Scott does. He does. He's like, oh, yeah. He went through it last week. He's like, I don't know why I serve God. It doesn't do me any good. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Because he's not moving and doing what you want on your time.
Scott, you know it's never on our time. And I'm the same way. I'm all, can my time and God's time be on the same time schedule? Because sometimes
never,
I'm like,
right?
And my husband's all, what's your hurry? Maybe you're not ready for that next step. Maybe he sees something. He's obviously seeing something way ahead of the picture, Nadine, that you're not seeing, and he's not ready to bless you with that yet. And I'm like, man, he's all, how much are you willing to sit there on your hands and just stay still? Just stay still.
Yeah.
So trust me, we've experienced the same things with our kids, and we tell them, look, it biblically, this is what we're taught. You know right from wrong. I don't have to accept your lifestyle, but I love you because you're my child. Okay? I'm not going to mistreat that other person, but you know what you're doing is wrong. And as your parent, I have to tell you that. And in my house, this is how it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So as soon as they should be contacting you, I've already gotten in touch with them, so I'm just waiting for them to respond. I know they've been in meetings today, and so I've been on a chat with both managers because I want it addressed as soon as possible, and I told them this will not be approved until those changes are made. I don't understand how they want him to approve something and those changes haven't been addressed. So
yeah,
I've been very specific onto what you guys have said.
Lady, I'm going to tell you what the conversation went like, Nadine. She was very rude, and you couldn't understand her. Very, very broken English. So she called me. I was out and about. I was with a customer. And she was very demanding. She called me. She goes, this is so-and-so with local slash.
Celine.
Whatever it was. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he said, can you just take a quick look at your website? Is it okay for me? I was like, I said, from what I saw yesterday, it's not okay. I sent an email requesting somebody to call me to speak to me about it so I can give my feedback on it, and nobody ever did. And she kept pushing me again. She goes, can you just pop out a laptop real quick and just okay it for me so I can move on and get your website going? I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I mean, she was pushing
right.
me. I'm like, I was ready to come through the phone and just like, look, lady.
I'm on a job site. I'm not in front of my laptop, and I can't do it right now. Yeah, totally understand. I'll be honest with you.
I was getting upset with her, and I was like, I don't want to be rude, but I'll get rude with her.
Yeah, no. And I'll be honest with you. Celine's not rude. She's just got, I guess I would say, because of, I don't want to say her language, because she speaks good English. She does have an accent, you know what I mean? But I know her job was to make sure that the changes were made because she wants to make sure that your website's live, right? But she wasn't hearing on your end, I can't look at it right now. And if you're asking me to approve something that I saw, the last thing I saw, those changes weren't made, right? So that's why I want them to take a look at the website, look at everything. Let's make sure these changes were made. Let's get with Scott so that way you guys can understand exactly what he's talking about so that he can then look at it and then approve it once those changes have been made. Okay?
Well,
I just need to know Typically, how does your schedule look tomorrow, Scott?
I'll be available up until about 11 if they want to call me in the morning. That's fine. But
okay.
After that, I'm going to be out in the field. But here's the thing. I want one of the web designers to call me so we can give them an idea of what we want on the website.
Yes.
My wife and I have a good idea. One of the things they're saying, like hot water.
I told her that.
Or whatever. A picture of a pool pump.
Yeah, I saw what you were saying.
Yeah.
So okay.
None of it's right. I mean, I'm a big time carrier and Bryant dealer, and that needs to display my website because they're also I do have co-op, but I'm not going to try for co-op with them. But
yeah.
Anyway, they're part of me. I need to have that on the website as well. I need pictures of their emblems on the website. I need pictures of a guy in a Bryant shirt like the other one I had was, you know.
Right.
That's what we're all about. We're an air conditioning company. What they have on there. We look like a bunch of idiots. It looks very unprofessional.
Yeah, and we'll get it addressed.
I want to look professional. That's me. I want to look top-notch. If I'm paying for it, I want to be beautiful. That's all.
Right. No, of course. Let me, hold on.
Blue, not green. Yeah, blue, not green.
Blue and gray and white.
Yeah, blue, gray, and white is my company colors.
Okay, hold on one second, because he just messaged me. I'm just seeing what he's saying. He's typing. I can tell when they're typing on the Google chat. Let me see. Bear with me here. I'm just seeing what he's saying.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna, he's scheduling to see who he's gonna have call you. Because I told him, you know, I just said that, you know, basically the English was broken, you couldn't understand, and you felt that she was very rude and pushy. That's what I put on there.
Okay, and as far as tomorrow, you guys are California time, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so 11 o'clock is gonna be 8 o'clock your time.
Correct.
It's going to be me, really, that needs to be on the computer looking at it. So,
do you want me to have them call you, Linda?
So, not at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, like, no, you tell me what time.
Can they call me on Friday?
Okay. What time on Friday?
Noon our time, which would be like 9 o'clock your time.
Okay, let me see. Linda... wife would like us to call on Friday and speak with her at 12 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah, I could probably do it at 11 tomorrow, but it's only got to be pushing me.
Yeah, no. I want them to be able to take the time with you. So So let's schedule this. I'm letting him know that you want the call with you, okay, on Friday at 12 p.m. your time, which would be 9 our time.
Okay. That's perfect.
And I'm going to say she'll be the one going over the changes and, you know, additional information.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry to bother you so much today.
It's okay. No worries. I just want to make sure we get this addressed. Okay.
Your birthday. Plus, you know, yeah. Plus, only that, you know, we had a relationship built already, so I didn't know.
It's all right. I understand. I know. No worries. Okay. So then, I'll have him schedule it then for Friday with you, Linda, so that way they can call your phone and go over the changes with you. So this way, because I know it's going to be hard with Scott working. You know what I mean? And then, can you get on the computer? Can you look? It's just better if they just talk with you. You already know what he wants. You know what you guys want, what needs to be changed, color schemes and all. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You guys have a blessed evening. You're so welcome. Happy Mother's Day. I'll talk to you before then.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, Linda. Bye. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.